Kum Lenin Ablak Gemara. We are still learning about the last discussion we had was that if regarding an animal, if it's necessary for the animal for shmira, then it's not considered carrying, it's considered a malbush. But if it's superfluous, if it's not there for shmira, then you're carrying. And then we had a discussion, what happens if it's not necessary, this level of shmira, it exceeds what it's necessary, is that considered carrying or not? And we had different proofs one way or another. So we'll continue in that discussion. Says the Gemara, we're up to, about 8-9 lines from the top. Tanan Hasa, we learned there in a Mishnah later on, the labor tzua should be karneh. The animal should not walk around with a belt or a strap between her horns. What exactly is it referring to over here? Amar Rabbi Barabbas, Pligi Barabbas Shmuel. There's actually an argument between Rabbi Shmuel. Chad Amar, I mean, why exactly do you have this or two up there? Rav, one says, we're not sure who says what, and that will be the discussion, trying to determine who said what. One says, Bein Lenoy, Bein Leshamet Asad. Whether you use it just for beautifying the animal, because it's mamish carrying, because you know it's not normal for an animal to have, you know, to look beautiful, and being l'shamer, and whether it's to guard it, even though it's not unnecessary, it's asa. Even though it's a shmita, it's still asa because it's unnecessary. Chadam l'noy asa b'shamer mutter, but if it's the shmita, even though it's unnecessary, it is still mutter. So we see it's a machlekes amarayim. Amar Rabbi Yosef Tistayim, it makes sense to say that Shmuel dam l'noy asa. Shmuel one says that for noy it's asa, but l'shmer mutter, but for shmita it's mutter. On what basis? Because the Amar Rav Huna Machia we had yesterday, Amar Shmuel, halacha kechananya. The halacha is like Chananya, and therefore, because the halacha is like Chananya, which means that a Shmiri Yiseida is totally mutter. That's totally mutter. Rav Chananya said before that you can have a cat walking around with a thick rope, even though it's not necessary, he's saying it's mutter. Because the fact of the matter is, it's still being shamer. So Shmuel is the one who says that. Says the Gemara, it's not so simple. Why not? Only by Adi Rabbi Faket. It's time to Shmuel. Shmuel is the one who's machmir. Bein le, noy bein le, shamen osir. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel said yesterday. Remember, we had yesterday. We talked about if you take the camel and you put around the camel that which you normally need for nanoka, which is definitely a shmita that exceeds what's necessary for a camel. What's the story was, the Amar Avinu Mishmul, Machlifin Lifnei Rebbe Shazubazu, they asked the Rebbe, what happens if you swap the gummel and the Hanukkah, and you use the better shmira for the gummel and the lesser shmira for the Hanukkah, which obviously for the Hanukkah is not good, but what about for the gummel? And Amar Lefanov and Shmuel then said, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi, and then we said over there, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi, we try to bring a proof from Rabbi Shmuel Bar, a proof from his father. My father said, Dalad Behemoth Yosef Ba'afsa, there are only four animals that go around with these reins. Hasus, Apeded, Hagomel, the Chamel. And what's he trying to say? Isn't he trying to say, Loilam Ute Gomel, the Chatam? He's trying to say, but a camel, if you put the reins through the nose, which is much stronger, which is not necessary for a camel, it's only for a Noka, the female, it's no good. It's no good. And with Shmuel, who brought that, says the Gemara, because Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel said this, so we see from there that he says that he tried to bring a proof, even though we concluded it's not necessarily a proof, because maybe he's just trying to tell you that for the that Hanukkah should not use this afser, but not that a gomel should not use the chaitim, the thing going through the nose. But the fact that Shmuel tried to bring a proof from there means that he feels that it should be aser shmiri yaseida. So Gemara says, you're right. But Sameha Mikameha. You're right. Shmuel's contradicting himself. So let's erase this one from Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi and leave only another one where he's Mekel. Why do you decide to cancel the one where he's Machmer and leave the one that is Mekel? Maybe Sameha Mikameha. Cancel the one that is Mekel, leave the one that is Machmer. So Gemara answers, you know why? Because we actually learn clearly the Ashkel, the Shmuel, also the Shamir Mutter. We find clearly that Shmuel is the one who says elsewhere that Lenoy is also, but Shmid is mutter. Exa Shmid is all right. Where do we find that? Because we learned of Chibar Ashi Omar Rav. He said the name of Rav, Bein Lenoy, Bein Leshamer also. Even Shmid is also, if it's not necessary, if it's too much. And Chibar Rav and Mishmuel, but Chibar Rav and Mishmuel, Lenoy also Shamer mutter. Okay. So you might like to make the last question. It says, Kishore Bailam, Bimay Seidam, Betum Arapora Dumam, Let's say, so you tied it around the paradum. You know, but remember, paradum is not allowed to carry anything. All of the oil, the moment paradum carries something, it's going to work, and it renders the animal puzzle to be used as paradum. But you're allowed to tie this para with a moiseda, with the reins, and it's kshed, it's kosher. Now, a para doesn't really need, doesn't need anything. And if you can tell me that if it's excess, it's considered carrying, it's not necessary. We just said one rab is one who's machman, says extra shmir is considered carrying. The Torah is included, an animal's not carrying anything. Here you have excess shmir, the potter doesn't need a shmir, doesn't need reins, you don't find reins around the potter, and yet, because they're a very domestic animal, they don't go too far, and yet, here we see clearly that if you have the reins, it's still alright. How do you explain that? Unless you hold like Shmuel, that extra shmita is all right. So you're going to give three answers. Why this case, potter, is you're allowed to have this kind of a shmita. Amar Abayi, either melichem ilir, you're traveling with a potter aduma from city to city. In its own backyard, you don't have to have reins. But if you're traveling with it, maybe you do need it to make sure you can take it to the next city. So it's no longer considered an excess shmira. Or, rava mashaini potter aduma, the domel yukarin, because it's very, very expensive, and you don't want anything to happen untoward toward it. So you take extra cautionary measures, including having reins. Again, it's not excess. And Ravina Amar, bimay redis, it happens to be a wild animal. That'd be a wild animal, it requires it. And all three answers, the theme is that in this case, it wasn't excess. There's no raya, one way or another. Okay, the Mishnah said that the sus goes out, that a bale sher yotzim b'sher, and that those animals that have this ring around the neck can go out with the neck, and v'nimshachim b'sher, you can pull them by that ring. What does that mean exactly? So the Gemara says, ma yotzim u'mai nimshachim, and then the Mishnah finishes off, whoever goes in with the sher goes out with the sher. What exactly does it mean? Right, kol bal sher yotzim b'sher v'nimshachim b'sher. What exactly does it mean? What do you mean yotzim goes out, and what do you mean nimshachim? You get pulled. So it goes like this. Omer Rav Huna says, "Oy yotzim." This is what we mean. Yotzim means it can either go out kruchin, where this strap is around their neck. When it's totally around the neck, you can't really use it to pull the animal with. So it's you cannot use it to pull the animal with it. It's then why is he wearing it? For beauty, for noy. And that's all right. If this is an animal that generally has kol bal sher, every normally carries, wears it during the week, you'll not have it on Shabbos as well. Or if it's a bit loose, you can put your hand in there, or you have a strap that goes into it so that you can pull the animal. So you can have either yaitzin or nimshachin. Yaitzin for beauty, and nimshachin means you're pulling it in order to pull it. Ushmul Amma Shmul says, yaitzin nimshachin. You can only have it in order to pull the animals, even though maybe it's a bit excess shmita, but you're allowed to do it because you're doing it for benefit. But stam to wrap it around the neck, not tight for beauty, that Shmuel says you cannot do. So Shmuel said before already, extra shmita doesn't concern me. But noy, that is a problem. So machlek is a hun and Shmuel. The masnita tana in a braisa we learned, yoitzin kruchin limoshech, you're allowed to wrap around the neck of the animal in order to pull the animal. So it sounds like from this braisa, a question of Rav Huna. The Gemara actually doesn't seem to be asking a question. Maybe Rav Huna has another braisa somewhere, because the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda says, how did Rav Huna personally behave? Chazinulu, I saw the igli of Rav Huna, the calves of Rav Huna, yoitzin b'afsarein, kruchim b'shabbos. I saw Taki, not only he had this theory, but he paskin, and he followed in his own shitta, that you're allowed to have it for noy. Just wrapping it around. Kiyosar Avdim Rav Chanina, now Avdim, he came from Israel, he said, Rav Chanina, Mulois, if you have mules, shall Beis Rebbe, I want you to know that the mules of Beis Rebbe, Yoitzes B'Afsarein B'Shabbos. The mules of Beis Rebbe, used to go around on Shabbos with their reins. When were their reins? Iboilu, so what exactly is it saying? Kruchin, they were wrapped around tight for beauty. Oinim Shachin, they were a bit loose, so you can put your hand in there so that you can, between the strap and the neck, so that you can actually pull it and grab. Which one was it? No, was it going like Rav Huna or like Shmuel? Tashma coming here. Rav Avdim, all Avdim told us was that they had this thing wrapped around the neck. But he didn't tell the specifics. Was it Lenoi or was it for Lemashech? Toshma Kamenei, he also Rav Shmuel Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, the son of Yehuda, Amar Abchina, he came from Israel. He came along and he said, Muloyes shall be Serebi. He said that those Muloyes, those mules, Yoitzes ba'avsrein kruchin b'shabbos. He added the word kruchin. He told us that they were wrapped around the neck, not for Shmira. That sounds like not for Shmira. So we have two testimonies. We have Rav Dimi, he told us generally that they had something wrapped around the neck, and then Rav Shmuel Yehuda told us that it was kruchin. Like Lenoi. Amur Rabban Kamer Ravasi, Hadar Shmuel Yehuda, like Tzricha, L'chayre, Rav Shmuel Yehuda's testimony doesn't really add anything, but Rav Dimi Nafke, even though Rav Dimi was a bit vague, we can already figure out from Rav Dimi exactly what happened. Rav Dimi was telling us that the Rebbe had these ropes around the neck, but they were meant to pull the animal. We know that already from a different Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. We know that from Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, which we had before. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of Shmuel? We had this a minute ago. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Rebbe, they would ask the questions if you swapped the Shmidas around, so Zubazu Mau, and if it's a case of Nimshachim, right? If all Rav Dimi meant to tell us was that it was Nimshachim, which means, so you wrapped it around it, so it was around the calf, so it was an extra Shmidah. We already know from the thing up there about the discussion of extra Shmidah, where they swapped around the ass. If you took a camel and you put it around the nose, what's it din? My father said, and he wanted to learn from the fact that his father only mentioned four animals, and so on and so forth. And so therefore, if Rebbe accepted from Rabbi Shmuel but Rabbi Yossi that his father said that you can only have the proper Shmidah, not extra Shmidah. So we know from that. Rav Asi said, Itzichlu, we still need Rabbi Shmuel but Yehuda's opinion. Why? His testimony as well, that told us with Kruchim. Could even the Rabbi Yehuda Nafke, if he only learned from Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, I mean, I would have thought, Amar Lefon Lekimene, that the Rabbi never accepted it. Kamashal Rav Dimi, therefore we need Rav Dimi to tell us, no, if we only, we tell us, I want that actually had animals with the rope around the neck to pull it. Vida Rabbi Yehuda Minahan Min Mashachin, only to pull it. Abba Kurchin Leib, but for beauty, definitely not. Kamashal Rav Shmuel Yehuda tell you the beauty as well. So we need to have these two testimonies. Then the Mishnah said, Umazin Alehen. The Mishnah says that if you have this ring around the neck and it became tummy, so you can spray the Porah Duma, spray the Afer from the Porah Duma on it. And the Chiddush is, the Taser says that we're not worried that it's going to fall on the animal. The din is that if you spray it and it falls on the animal becomes tummy. And so on. When we learned that if you had intention to spray a person, and by mistake you spray the animal, you have to spray again on the animal, because the animal became tummy. But here, we're not chayshish, if you spray it on the ring, you can spray on the animal. That's number one. And number two is a tevelim b'mekayman. You can leave the ring there and table the animal itself. So the Gemara discussion, first of all, the memra, the b'nei kebulatumininu, comes out, seems from here, that you're telling me that these rings around the neck of the animal are shaykh to mekabotumah. That's why we're talking about paradumah, we're talking about going to the mikveh. We learned in a Mefedesh Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that tabas adam tmeya, the ring that a person wears is tamei, of a tabas, behema, and kelim, that the tabas of an animal, like this thing around the neck, or the tabas of kelim, a removable like thing you put around the handles, something nice around the hand, not from the handle of a keli, because that's part of the keli, but it's around the handles, and you take it off and on, is since it's dedicated for the kelim, v'shar kol tabas, and the other ring, let's say the ring that you use to open the door, tahedus, they are toir. Why? Because they're not a tachshit, they're meant for an animal, they're not meant for a person. And there's no tachshitim when it comes to an animal or a keli, by keli. And nor is it a keli. All it is a tachshit of a keli. It's to beautify the keli. And therefore, it's not a kabel tumah. But as long as it's attached to the keli, it becomes bottled to the keli, so the keli becomes tameh, these things around the handle become tameh as well. But if they're separated, they don't become tameh. So how did this thing around the neck of the animal become tameh that you're worried about parah dumah, you're worried about the tefillah? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, we have two answers. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha wants to say, "Beboyin menoy adam lenoy behema." Now, this original, this bracelet was chatchila for a person, and then it was made for a person, And then why? And Rashi holds while the person was still made for a person, the person was wearing it and was still used by a person, it became tameh. And after it became tameh, you put it around the animal. So now he still have to tovel it from his first tumah. So he shouldn't touch taras. Taisa says it didn't have to become tameh while the person was using it. If a chatchila was made for a person, then you put it around the animal. Since you didn't make a shini maisa, even around the animal, it's still mekabel tumah. Because why shouldn't it? The chatchila was made for a person, and kozman, you don't do a maisa to change it, to alter it, even though physically you put it on the animal, it's still mekabel tumah. Anyway, that's Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion. Rabbi Yosef Amar, hoyil v'odom moishich behemes ha-behema. He says, no. He says that if that something that's dedicated for an animal or a keli taka is not mekabel tumah. But since the purpose, even though it's around the animal, the purpose is to benefit the person so that this way he can pull the animal towards him. So therefore it's considered a person's use, and therefore it is mekabel tumah. You don't have to do anything. That's considered, and I proved to you, Milatani, we learned. Makel shel behema, the stick that you use to lead an animal. You know, you hit a camel with it or whatever. And Rashi, interesting, says, you use it to lead a bear. It seems from Rashi that they used to, very interesting, it seems from Rashi they used to have a domestic, a pet, a bear. Not sure exactly what that means. They used to have a pet, a bear, and they used this stick to lead the bear. Remember we had in Gemara Avodah Zarah that a bear is the strongest animal, even stronger than a lion. So I'm not exactly sure what that means. They used to have a pet. But interesting, yesterday's Gemara, Rashi also brings an example of a large animal. Rashi brings in, you know, with a rope around the animal for reins. He gives an example, could go and dive, a bear. So it's clear that Rashi seems to learn that they used to have pet bears. I saw in Caracas, we had a neighbor a few doors down at the end of the street that had a tiger as a pet animal to protect his house. I've never seen anybody have a bear. Anyway, So the Gemara says that stick that you use to lead the bear shall matches if it's made out of metal. Mekabel tumah is mekabel tumah. Now why is it mekabel tumah? Why is it mekabel tumah? Okay, we know by metal flat piece is mekabel tumah, but this is dedicated for an animal. Matam must be because hoyel v'adam roi debehen. It benefits a person, so it's considered useful for a person. Hachanami hoyel v'adam moishu behen. So this ring around the animal, since it benefits a person, it's not considered a tachshid of an animal, and therefore there could be mekabel tumah. Says the Gemara, v'toivu mekoimon, and you can toivu it while still sitting around the neck of the animal. But you can chatzitza, but isn't there a chatzitza? We know that nothing can intercept when you want to toivu something, it has to be able to be, you know, surrounded by the water on all sides. Omer Rabami said, Bishir Rizchan. It's talking about you banged it and you made it with a hammer and you made it wider, loosened it. So therefore, it's all right. Rashi learns is talking about that this ring is not because it's around the neck. The ring was around another. You had the reins, whatever, around the neck of the animal. Attached to it was this ring, and it's this ring that we're talking about, and it's usually very, very tightly attached, and the water can go in. And we answer, no, that it's loose. Tosfos learns it's talking about the ring itself. There's not a ring attached to the thing. And it's talking about the ring itself around the neck of the animal. Let us say, Rab Ami, who said that you banged it and you loosened it, holds like Rab Yosef, that the reason is why Bechlal you need tefillah, because even while it's around the animal, since it benefits a person, it's considered for human benefit, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. Not like Rab Yitzchak Nafcha, who says that you changed it from a human to an animal. What's the raya? Because Rab Yitzchak Nafcha, because he holds like. In other words, Rabbi Yosef says, even though while it was made for the animal from the beginning, it's still mekabel tumah because since a person benefits from it. And therefore, if you bang it and you loosen it, it's still considered, you didn't change the item, it's still meant to go around the animal, and the tumah is still there, and if you go to the mikveh. Because according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, the Amar who says, beboyin v'noy odom v'noy chatchil estarad noy odom, and then you may noy behemah, the only reason why it still retains the tumah is because you haven't physically altered the item. But if you physically alter the item, you just told me you banged it, then why do you have to still take it in the mikveh? We say parcha tumasa, the moment you make a change. Kivan de rizchon avabu maisa, you did a maisa, it's no longer fit for a human, uparcha lo tumah menayu, and the tumah should disappear. According to Rizchon Afcha, if we're talking about a case where you loosened it with a hammer and you banged it, and since the chatchil was made for a person, and then you banged it and you gave it to an animal, you changed it. According to, if you look like Rabbi Yosef, nothing to do with banging, nothing to do with changing, that even though it's meant for an animal, it's still, because a person can use it, it's still mekabel tumah. Even if you banged it, it's still the same, it's still fit for the animal. and the person can still pull it, so it's a little bit loose, so therefore the tumah didn't disappear. But according to Rishonacha, the tumah disappeared because it's no longer fit for human. And you said originally it was made for human. I mean, how do we know that if you bang it, it changes it and no longer the tumah is there? Now we learn the Mishnah. And we'll have a Pesachim as well. Kalakelim Yodin Tamasa Machshava. All the Kalim, in Kedushin. All the Kalim, the tumah goes down just by thinking about it. The Ein Oilin Mitumasan El Bashir Maisa. But if you own, the only way, let's say, if you cut something down and you say, oh, I think this is good, perfect for a tablecloth. And then later you decide, so there's some kabel tumah after you finish. And then later you decide, no, I'm not going to use it. It doesn't help. It's too late. You have to physically then cut something else off it or something to do a maisa to change it, to remove the tumah. And for the Gemara, no raya. Could be horizontal that is meant for a human and now that you banged it, it's now fit for the animals. L'chad, you ask a question, that's a change. The tumor should be gone. Why should you have to go to mikveh? Because Sovla Rabbi Yehuda, not any change, changed it. Oh, Maisel, the Sakan La Maisu. The reason why you banged it here is to make it easier to go around the neck of the animal. So therefore, you did a Maisel to improve this item. And that does not in any way make the tumor disappear. When you say tumor disappears, if you ruin the keli, not if you change it to benefit. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yehuda maybe says loyal machine ma'isel sakin el kalkol. When you say machine ma'isel removes the tumor, only if it ruins it, not if it improves it. The Mastita Tana in the Brayse we learned the mecholalin the chatchila you made it very wide. No, but the chatchila you made it very wide, like you place one ring inside another ring, so therefore it's loose. You didn't have to bang anything, no banging or anything else. It was l'chatzchila loose. You assumed that it was very tight, and then you ask the question, l'chayit it's a chatzitza. It was not a chatzitza, it was very loose. Of course, very loose, so therefore it was no problem. Yeah. So the Gemara writes, Shoal Talmid Echad Megalila Elyon, a student from the Galil Elyon, asked a question, this Rabbi Lezer, Shamaiti, I once heard the following. But it was like sort of cryptic. Shecholkin bein tabas la tabas. There's a difference in halachas between one type of ring and another type of ring, and I have no idea what he's talking about. I don't know what regarding which halachas and regarding which kind of rings. Amalei said to him, Shemalei shemaita elin Shabbos. You probably heard about Shabbos, which we are going to learn in a week or so. It depends if it's a signet ring, if it's not a signet ring, and the big differences regarding a man, regarding a woman. That's probably what you heard. But it's only limited to the laws of Shabbos. Because the Ilyin Tumah, as far as Tumah is concerned, Da, V'da, Chodi, make no difference what kind of ring is. All rings have the same thing, the Mekabel Tumah. Says the Gemara, is that really so? Well, in your tumah dova do achazi, regarding tumah, all the rings are the same. But now we learn tabas adam, the ring that is meant for a human, for a person, tameya, is makabel tumah. But the tabas behema we just said a minute ago, and the tabas of a behema or a kelim, or a tachshit, but there's no tachshit for a behema or a kelim. B'shar kol tabayis tahedis, and any other ring is toiv. So what do you mean regarding tumah? All the rings are the same. Gemara says that's exactly what he meant was kika amale iu nami the other kamele. We're talking about a person, so he's telling you regarding tumah of a person. I don't care what kind of ring it is, with a signet, without a signet, a ring. All the rings have the same din regarding tumah, not begedi Shabbos. So Gemara says even that's not necessarily correct. With adam dava do achasi, all rings are actually the same. What Tanya, didn't we learn tabashi skin alach b'gemamasnov, a ring that you use to tie around, like let's say you have a belt and you have a ring at the end. Tastes like a gartel, and you put on the ring from time to time on the end to hold it, a clasp, to hold it in place. Or Akirachi says, shleikis, suspenders, that you know you have something to attach it to your undergarments or garments in the bottom. Ulekasha, but being safer, what to tie around your shoulders, these are toy. These are not really tachshitim, so they are toy. Which rings do we say become tamei? Elochel etzva bavad. Only when. Only in Espa. And why are the other ones tired? Because those very same rings are used to clasp the belt or clasp the suspenders. You can also use to put around a keli, around the hands of a keli. So therefore, it's not like made for a person. But as long as it's attached to the belt, if the belt becomes tummy, that will become tummy, because then it will become bottle to the belt. But otherwise, on its own, it's not mekabel tumah, because it has other uses. Where it says, you're right, kika amalei, let's break it down further. Not me, the esba kamalei. He was talking about a ring. When you say ring, usually you mean the ring around the finger. And he's telling him regarding Shabbos, a different dinim for rings, different people. But when it comes to tumah, a ring around the finger is all the same. Says the Gemara, even that, is that really so? Would the Ezbat of the say, is that really so? It's all the same. But now we learn, Tabash al Matchir is a ring made out of metal, the Chaysama Shalamoig, but the thing is made out of a kind of wood. Tameya, it is Mekabotum, even though wood is not Mekabotum, flat wood is not Mekabotum. We look at the bulk, and the bulk of the ring is metal, so therefore, it's mekabotum, even though it's not a clay kibble, it's only it's a clay pasher, but when it comes to matchas metal, it's mekabotum even if it's flat. What about the other way around? If the ring is shal alma yechoysam or shal matchas, and the single part is considered metal, toid it's toid. Why? Because the majority is wood and it's flat. The single part you put in wax and all that, so it's a clay kibble. So that should be mekabotum as well. We say no, it isn't, because it's meant to be filled up with wax, so therefore it's not really a clay kibble. It's primarily wood, and primarily wood, if wood without a clay kibble, is not mekabotum. A ring, you can't put anything inside there. So again, even rings, we see that by tumah there's a difference. Says the Gemara, he's talking about a ring made totally out of metal, but as far as tumah is concerned, there's no difference, signet ring or not, but come Shabbos there is. That was one. V'oid, another question this Talmud Ashol, Shemaiti, I also heard, Shechokim be machad lemachad, there's a difference between one type of needle and another type of needle. You know, whether it has an eye, it doesn't have an eye, and so on, but I'm not sure to what. Amalei, Sarah Zetim, Shem le Shemata elul in Shabbos. Maybe you only heard regarding the laws of Shabbos. Whether the Eli in Tumah, so see what? If you're going Tumah, Dovah do Achasi. It's talking about carrying on Shabbos. There's a difference if the needle has an eye, it doesn't have an eye. Because if it has an eye, Yechayv Chatas. But if it doesn't have an eye, no, because it's meant to be to use it as thread to sew. For thread to sew, and that you're carrying on Shabbos. But if it doesn't have an eye, then it's purely, you know, the people wear pins, the lapels, you know, as a tachshit, to adorn themselves. And therefore, you're not Chayv Chatas. But regarding Tumah, it's all the same. Says the Gemara, is that so? All needles are the same, but now we learned, machat, a needle, shenitel chayra, a needle that you removed its eye, its hole, like oitzo, its point at the end, to chayra, it is tark, it's no longer useful. So we see there's a difference by Tumah also, whether it has an eye or an eye. So he says, ki kamalei, I'm talking about b'shalema. You're talking about a ring, a needle that got ruined. And therefore, Zama Kabotuma is tired. I'm talking about Bishlema, a complete needle. So, the matter of Bishlema, Dov da Achazi, if it's a complete needle, tell me regarding Tumah, it's all the same. But now we learned, Machat, a needle, Shehel Sechaluda, that suddenly has some rust on it. Im Ma'akiv es Hatfira. If while you're using this particular needle, you sew, parts of the rust comes off onto the thing, or if it's rusty, then tired. The imlav, and if it's not, it's tamea. So we see, and the amrit v'rabiyane, but who should assume a nikr? That if you can see it's left on the clothing, then it's not really, this needle can no longer really be used for its original purpose, and therefore it's toy. So we see there are differences with needles, with an eye. The Gemara says, even though both have an eye. The Gemara kikam malay, shifu kam malay. I'm talking about a needle that has no rust on it and it's smooth. So as far as Tumah is concerned, it makes no difference whether there's an eye, there's not an eye. If it's a complete, not if it started out with an eye and then it lost it. Or started out being pointy and then it lost the point. We're talking about a complete needle is and by Tumah, all needles, whether eye or not an eye, if it's whole, it's Mekabel Tumah. But by Shabbos, there's a difference regarding carrying. With an eye, you're not allowed to carry because it's a tool of trade, but without an eye, it's a tachshit. Says the Gemara of a Shifa, Dov Da'achaze, and even Shifa, it's all really the same thing, it's smooth, it's all the same thing. But time you learn machad a needle bein nekuvah bein ein nekuvah, whether there's a puncture not punctured mutar l'tatal b'Shabbos. Not talking about carrying now. We're talking about as far as muktzah is concerned. Why is the muktzah all right? Why is it all right? Even l'chayla you can't sew on Shabbos. It's because it has another use. If you have a splinter, you can use it to remove a splinter. So it's like a kli shemalach teleisa using for a tzedek heter. So it has the name of a keli and you can use it. So as far as Shabbos is concerned, it's all the same. The loy amlin in the kuvah, and when do we say that it has different halachas? If it has an eye, that is only in your tumah levad, is only regarding tumah. That if it has an eye, it's mekabel tumah. But if it doesn't have an eye, it's not mekabel tumah because it's not a keli. So the Gemara Targum Abaye already explained. Aliba the Rava, according to the Rava Begalmi, we're talking about. That when is it talking about over there? That's not mekabel tumah if it has no eye. He's talking about you haven't yet completed. You intended it. Gomi, that you haven't yet completed the form. You intend to make eventually a hole in this thing. So Kozman, you didn't make the eye in the needle. It's not makam tumah because it's not gemar melacha. You haven't yet completed it, and by when it comes to tumah, it has to be complete. But so therefore, once you completed it, makes no difference. A complete keli, whether it has an eye, not an eye, by tumah makes no difference. But so therefore, by tumah makes no difference, and by regarding Shabbos, it does make a difference. Shabbos makes a difference as an eye. It doesn't have an eye regarding carrying on Shabbos. But once a needle regarding tumah, once you completed the work, whether it has an eye or not, both of them are mekabel tumah. Mishnah. Continuing the laws of Amei Behema, what you can have for a Behema. Chamoy yoytze b'mardas. A donkey can walk out with a mardas. Mardas is that you put this material on its back to keep it warm. But when can you go outside with it on Shabbos? And here's the saying, a chamoyr, a filibit kuf is tamas kridolei. A chamoyr, even the tamas is cold. Obviously, he's talking about Australia, because here's winter in tamas. Tongue-in-cheek. So chamoyr yeitze b'merdas b'zman shekshurba. You know when? Only when it's tied down. As we'll see in the Gemara later, that it has to be tied down, and we'll see later all the gzedas that we're talking about. Okay. Then he continues. Zecharim, if you have rams that are males, yoitzin, the latter walk out on Shabbos, kishehein levuvin. The Gemara will explain later. What it is that they used to put like a chastity belt underneath these rams. That you're allowed to go on Shabbos. It's necessary for the animal. Rechele, sheep, yoitzin, they can go out on Shabbos, kishehein shchuzois. Shchuzois means they used to tie the tail up, so that they should be available for males to impregnate them. Or, the same idea, but fakert is kvulos. Kvulos means they would tie them down so that they should not be available for males. And also, kvunos, you can also have them kvunos, which is they used to put around their wool, like a material to keep it clean and soft. All of these things are necessary for the animal. They're considered like a lavush for the animal, and you're allowed to. Ha'izim, goats, yaitzai, goats can go tzrudas. Tzrudas where they would tie a material underneath the udder or underneath the breast of the animal. And two possible reasons. One is you want the milk to dry, so it shouldn't be milking. And also, it should be able to fall pregnant. And the animal then will be also fattened up. And sometimes you put it there so to capture any milk that it shouldn't drip to the ground. So they put these things around them, around the udders. So you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, whichever reason it is. Again, it's considered a garment. Rabbi Yasi Oise Bekulon, all of these things he says are not really necessary, and therefore he says it's carrying on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. But the only one I agree with is Chutz Min Arachelin HaKavunas. I agree that these sheep that you have, that you put on it to cover the wool, that it shouldn't get dirty, I hold that you're allowed to do that. That I agree with. Because that's normal. Because it's not considered a weight. It comes along. Rabbi Huda says, "Izim goats." I agree with Yaitzim Tzreides. I agree that you're allowed to have those things that wrap around the udder, but only if the intention of the yavish to dry it up, to either to make it fall pregnant, or that it should fatten the animal up. Avaloi lechalav. But if they did it to catch the milk, it shouldn't come to the ground. I don't allow. And the reason is, if you do it mainly that the milk shouldn't land on the ground, then it's much looser. If you did it to dry the animal, it would make it very, very tight. And I'm not worried about it. If you make it very tight, I'm not worried it's going to fall down and you'll carry it on Shabbos. But if you loosen it, I am worried. Let's just do a little bit of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omash, or maybe we should stop here and continue tomorrow. So that's a whole new sugya. Okay.